because we have Jean-Luc and Jordan, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw them the oop to open up about Marvel's Spider-Man 2, probably the most anticipated PlayStation exclusive of this year. One of the most anticipated.
What else came out this year?
For PlayStation exclusive?
For PlayStation exclusive.
I don't fucking know. But what I said is still not wrong, regardless.
No, I think you're right. I'm just, now I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other PlayStation exclusive came out this year.
There was probably something like big that I'm forgetting, and all the Sony fans are like,
damn. There's been like
someone's typing in the comment somewhere.
Final Fantasy 16, huh?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I will concede that Marvel Spider-Man 2 is probably more anticipated.
That's more. It's more Sony.
Yeah.
Than,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 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 True. True. Yeah. True.
Because like Square Enix, you know, like it's gonna come to PC at some point, right?
Maybe it'll
come
to
Xbox. I mean, I guess Spider-Man 2 will probably come to PC.
It probably will. Yeah.
Yeah. But
what are exclusives now anyway? Yeah. Exclusives are games that Xbox doesn't get.
That's how we define them. Damn.
I would say by that metric though, then Baldur's Gate 3 is in there because it's technically a PS5 console exclusive.
That is true. Yeah. Hey. But I think mass appeal, obviously, Spider-Man 2 is a huge blockbuster on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the consensus is that it is a great game. You can check out Jordan's review on GameSpot.com after you're done listening or watching this. 8 out of 10. Lots of great words.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 plus words on the site that you should peep. But in the meantime, Jordan, lay the foundation for us. How did you feel about Marvel Spider-Man 2?
Ooh. Man, I've spoken about this a few times to a few different people. I'm like, this is such a hard game to talk about and especially to review, just because like my favorite parts and least favorite parts of the game are all things that are like major spoilers.
Yes.
So I just can't mention anything about it, but like general non-spoiler strokes for this game. If you liked Spider-Man, if you liked Miles Morales, this is just kind of more of that, like double the Spider-Man, double the size of the map, more types of activities to play through, more gadgets and powers to use during combat, just like more of the same, which isn't necessarily bad. I was kind of hoping that Insomniac would take a much bigger swing with their next Spider-Man game, but I mean, it works. The formula worked before. It continues to work now. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. Not as much as some other people at other outlets, but...
Damn, talk that talk. No, I'm just kidding. Damn. What about you, Jean-Luc?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much felt exactly the same way as Jordan, where it's like, hey, you know, it's like, this is the third Spider-Man game. We already kind of know how it feels. It doesn't really do much to evolve the formula, but I don't think that's a bad thing. Because I was thinking about it in comparison to like Horizon, which also its sequel didn't evolve its formula. It was just more, but I found that game, I was more turned off by it in that game. And I think in that case, it was like that game has like a bloat issue where it's like they just were like, we'll put in too much. This game, I think, despite adding more, still feels very not lean, but like
focused.
Yeah,
that's a good word platinum for this pretty quickly too, was something that people loved about the original.
Like 30 hours.
You don't even need.
I've never platinumed a game for review before. Like I've never gotten a platinum trophy. Yeah, okay. I got it before writing the review. I'm like, it only took 30 hours. Like,
damn.
Nah, it's like super easy. really enjoyed it. I think like the story is like the most compelling aspect about it. And, you know, like Jordan said, it's kind of hard to talk about. Yeah. What I think is interesting is
give Mary Jane a gun.
They gave Mary Jane a gun. So, 10 out of 10 for that alone. So I think the interesting thing is like the story it's the symbiote storyline. And so for me, at least, like it hits all the beats that you like expect from that storyline if you're familiar with that storyline. And I will say, like, this sounds like a negative, but not really, in that like a lot of those story beats in terms of like what happened, like it didn't surprise me, where it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of where I expected that to go.
Yeah.
Like if knowing this storyline and knowing the beats you have to hit to make this storyline work, like
They like, checked them all off.
Yeah, they checked them all off. Yeah. So maybe like it didn't even have as many maybe like twists the way I feel like maybe the first Spider-Man did. But that's more in the broader strokes, I think, as kind of Jordan talked about in his review. It's more in like the smaller details and the more like almost subtle changes to sort of like character motivations. Like that's where it's like, oh, that's the Insomniac spin that they put on like the story. And also, I think it is just kind of fun to like see that storyline play out. I don't think they've ever done like a full version of like the symbiote storyline. There was that one Spider-Man game that had Venom in it and had the black suit, but it was like its own original thing. Like this is like
Web of Shadows.
Web of Shadows. Yeah. But that wasn't like telling the symbiote storyline. That was its own original thing. Like, you know, this is like, oh, you get angsty Peter Parker, right? And he's being an angry boy, and he's all like, I'm gonna kill them, and you're like, whoa, Peter, don't do that. Like
I was just gonna say it was one of those things where I don't think Insomniac would ever say out loud how much this is the case, but I am very curious, like, since this is a game made for PlayStation, and PlayStation is Sony, and Sony has Spider-Man, and Sony has this weird relationship with Marvel when it comes to Spider-Man. I'm like, at what point can Insomniac change something about a established Spider-Man storyline? And at what point does like Marvel step in and be like, look, we hear what you're saying, but you can't change like this aspect of Peter Parker's story. Like it has to go this way. And it could be that like all the decisions that were made in this were entirely decisions that the folks at Insomniac wanted to make. There's just no way to really tell. But like the fact, like building off what you said, John Luke, the fact that they just kind of hit the beats with Kraven and Venom, that it's like, oh, I've seen this play out in cartoons and other games and TV shows and movies like before, where I can kind of predict what's going to happen. I almost wonder, I'm like, did they want to change any of that and they couldn't, or did they just decide not to? And it's I really want to know. I really want to know if they have the ability to alter certain aspects of it. Because Miles Morales, like that game, like is very different from others Miles Morales stories we've had. And we've had like the Spider-Verse movie, which is also very different. I'm like, oh, I wonder, since Miles is a newer character, if like the Marvel allows people to have a little bit more freedom, what they've established. But with Peter Parker, it's like, no, this is our boy. You cannot change aspects of his storyline.
Especially, you know, you think of licensed games back in the day. Studios or like IP owners kind of didn't care all that much, the same way like they do now with Disney and Marvel being these multi-billion-dollar properties where, you know, they, you know, it's creative control. You can only do something. We hear about all the time with things like Kingdom Hearts and.
It's called Marvel's Spider-Man.
They put their stamp on that shit.
They let you know this is our shit.
So that's always interesting to hear or to see how that plays out.
Totally. And not to say that, like, again, it's not like Insomniac did a bad job or anything. Like, I do think in that storyline, they do interesting things. And there are even a couple things they did that I was like, whoa, that's kind of wild.
I've seen some things.
there's like some stuff in the mid game that I think were like, I was just like, whoa, okay. Like, I really can't say anymore. I'm like trying to like really psychically hard. Like be like, Jordan, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, and I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about. We can't talk about it yet, though.
Yeah. And then, this isn't really too much of a spoiler, but I did think it was kind of, like with the Venom stuff, both, Jordan, you talked about a review and how like the motivations for Venom as a character are different in a more interesting way. But also, they actually did take some elements from the like later Venom comics and kind of like integrated that into the symbiote storyline, because that was like,
oh sick,
that original symbiote storyline, like they were just making it up as they go, like they retroactively gave Venom and the symbiotes all this like lore after, so they kind of like put some of that back in, and I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. It's not something you like need to know necessarily to enjoy the story. It was just more, it's like, oh, as someone who's familiar with that from the comics, that was like a nice touch of they were trying to bridge kind of multiple airs the Spider-Man together. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Is it kind of lame that Spider-Man can just fly now, though? Or glide, or
I mean,
whatever.
It's real fun.
Oh, okay.
It's super fun to do.
I saw it and I was like, that seems fun, but torn on it.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that the game doesn't force you to do it. So you don't have to use the wingsuit, but it's also so much easier to navigate certain parts of the map with the wingsuit.
So why would you?
That the game's basically encouraging you to use it. And like halfway through the game, I'm like, wow, this is. It's not like Superman Simulator. It's not like you're flying, but I don't know. There's so many times where I could like just go into a wind tunnel, like over the ocean, and I could actually just put my controller down and Peter or Miles would reach the other side safely. And I'm like, this isn't exactly what I want from a Spider-Man game. It's like, it's not bad.
It kind of devalues the web swing a little bit.
You don't feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Spider-Man. To some degree, I would say the same thing goes with the like fast travel thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's real cool tech. Like the way you just like hit anywhere on the map and it just zooms in and like, oh, there they are, like right there. Like it's like a mad flex on Insomniac's part. You're like, oh, you're really working that PlayStation SSD or whatever. Yeah. And it's cool and it's great when you just need to get somewhere, but you know, it kind of has the side effect that any fast travel does where you're like,
well, I don't need to go.
Well, I don't need to. I don't need to swing around. I'm just gonna fast travel everywhere, and it's like kind of weird. Like you are devaluing that aspect of the game, and thankfully, like you do have to put in some work to unlock that stuff. So in the early part, it's fine, but yeah, by the end, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna fast travel to everything because I'm just ready to see the next story beat.
Yeah.
I also liked in was it the Spider-Man 1 how he would when you'd fast travel he'd take. The subway, you just get like a cutscene of him.
I do
kind of
miss that.
And I thought that was pretty cheeky. Yeah. I get why they're not doing it this time because they've got the super fast SSDs, and like you said, they were definitely flexing a little or a lot. But I thought that was kind of cheeky.
It's one of those things where even like in MMOs where fast travel is like for the sake of convenience, you sort of miss out on that element that kind of brings you into the world. Hedgie Huga asks if you can just go straight up, go to Queens without flying. Is that something you do?
Once you unlock it,
Okay. Fast travel.
What are the streets like? Bridge. What are the streets like?
That's a good question.
They got Jamaica Queens out there. Shouts out to all my homies from Jamaica Queens. They got Kevin James. Is he out there? That's the King of Queens, baby.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd have been a good Easter egg to throw in there.
Damn.
Would it have been?
No, it wouldn't. I know it's like
instead, they
Harlem.
Threw in Greg and Bless.
Bless. Yo, okay, so my roommate Blessing Adeoye Jr. is in
Never
this
heard
game.
Of him.
Haven't heard of him? You should follow him. He makes really good content.
Damn. And they still reviewed it? Wow.
I know.
Conflict of interest.
No, fuck. It's like fucking 5 out of 5, bro. They fucking put me in this game. No, I'm just kidding. He did not say that.
To be fair, Bless was not as...
not as himself, but it's an Easter egg. If you follow Kind of Funny, you know. Greg was basically shirtless Spider-Man when he was in the first one. And then this time around, they put Bless in there too with shirt. So you have two shirtless Spider-Men. And it's
Bless did do it better.
He did.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can go peep that. I think the side quest for it is like kind of it's called the kind of fanboy or something like that. Kind of fanboys.
Yeah, kind of fanboys or something. Yeah. You do like a collection of quests where you take a bunch of photos.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Robbie from the Daily Bugle, and one of them is like,
yeah,
these fucking guys. Yeah. You're like, all right, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Sick. How does the symbiote stuff affect the gameplay wise? Does it change much at all? Because I know some of those abilities look fucking sick.
I mean, they look sick, but it's mostly just like a different ability move. Like it doesn't fundamentally change the way like the combat flows or anything like that.
What about you, Jordan?
And exactly what John Luke said. It's just one of those things where they even kind of like pair the abilities in certain ways where it's like, oh, only these types of abilities can be put into this ability slot, only these abilities can be put into this ability slot. And so the symbiote abilities kind of line up with Peter's non-symbiote abilities that kind of accomplish the same task, but in like a slightly different way. It's like, oh, Peter can do this to like fling a bunch of enemies up in the air and then slam them down with the symbiote suit. Or he can do this thing where he brings out like the Doc Ock legs and like launches a bunch of people up into the air. And it's like, accomplishing the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah, slight variations on what's essentially the same type of move. Like, yeah. It's really just about like which kind of you're feeling flash wise, which okay. I think is maybe like yeah. Jordan, you hit on this in the review, and it was something I definitely felt where like I was disappointed in how familiar or like the same both Peter and Miles mm-hmm. feel. Like it does feel yeah, like a missed yeah. opportunity to have like two Spider-Men who feel like drastically different to play, yeah. but like they're kind of pretty much the exact same, except like a couple yeah. of their moves are different yeah. and some of the animations
feel different. They tease us so well in the beginning with Sandman when they're like, oh, Miles's Venom powers can turn parts of Sandman into glass, so he can handle Sandman differently than Peter can. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. They're probably going to do this with all the enemy types, that each one can handle the enemies in different ways. Ooh, no, it's just something that happens in the first 15, 20 minutes, and it just is never really
no.
brought up again.
Pretty much. Yeah, I kind of thought that was a missed opportunity. Like, I guess I sort of get it from maybe, like, that could maybe be too much, where, especially because the game has you swapping between them, like, I could see that almost getting, like, overwhelming or confusing for a player. It did feel like a missed opportunity of to have these like these characters like feel more distinct, different and yeah. distinct. Mm-hmm. Is
the character swapping like GTA where it's like
no, it doesn't do that. It does a
yeah, like the sound effects. I had
yeah, because you had to do it for the audio listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does a fade to black, but they do the thing where sometimes they'll be like doing a little animation when you get in there. So sometimes okay. like Peter will be like giving a high five, or he'll be like eating a slice of pizza and be like, oh shit, I gotta go. And mm-hmm. so
like let's take out a suit, like yeah. run into an alleyway and run back out of Spider-Man or something. That's
kind of been cool. That'd be yeah. So they do like little touches like that uh-huh. that are like kind of nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does flowing between them two work? Like for quest stuff, it's just like, this quest is for Peter. This quest is for
yeah,
Miles.
Yeah. There's like an app that basically will like say, hey, this quest is for that. For like story quests, it just determines it like, which one it is, like yeah. that's locked in. Some of the side quests you can pick, and then some of them are also okay, specific. Sure. The ones where you can pick are kind of neat because I guess you do get different dialogue, presumably, mm-hmm. depending on which one you pick. But they're also kind of inherently like slightly less interesting because it's almost like the ones that are more bespoke for that character are like about that character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like there's a couple, like the one that surprised me was the Miles one where you're like trying to get back the instruments for the cultural center. Like that was I really liked that quest a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like it was really cool.
Too.
Yeah, it has a great ending. Basically like someone steals a bunch of instruments from the like Harlem like cultural center and you're yeah. trying to like get them back. And you actually like at the end you get to like explore like the opening of the museum and you can like walk around essentially this like interactive exhibit.
Aww.
And like see all of these like pieces of jazz history and stuff. Yeah. And they'll show like real photos of like the people. You're like, I'm like, cool. Oh, I'm actually like learning shit like for real about like these yeah. real people. I'm like, this is cool. Like that's a cool quest.
That's
it was
dope.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's got a poignant message as well. that I guess I won't spoil, but
okay.
But yeah. I was like, damn, Spider-Man. Yeah, say it. Like, all right, absolutely.
This quest is dope.
Like that was cool. Or like, there's one where like, yeah, there's like one where Peter's like giving someone advice about like the first photo he took, and you get like a little like,
gosh, that
thing.
That
yeah, yeah, that's
so
that's
good.
A cool one too. I'm trying to avoid like getting into specifics, yeah, but like yeah, there's cool little touches like that uh-huh. you're like, oh, okay, like yeah, that's great.
That's what's up. Yeah.
You care about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it's not, I mean, it seems like this, I've seen other people playing it too. Seems like this is a game worth like seeing everything where you do like do all the side quests. That's how I felt about Phantom Liberty, where it's like, you know, it's a concise experience that doesn't really waste your time. So it's worth seeing every little thing that is available to you since mm-hmm. it's not like.
Yeah. I would say like if you really were bored, like you could skip like the spider bot stuff maybe, or like some of those
EMF
ones okay, so that's a weird aspect to talk about. This game is like has like Yakuza level mini games that they just throw
in. Hell yeah.
It's cool.
No, Michael. No, hell yeah.
I was into it more than most people, but I did hit a point where I was like, okay, but these are like kind of not that good though.
Dang.
Like,
so
they should add the Hostess Club in there.
They really, oh my fucking God. Let's go.
Damn. RGG Spider-Man 3.
But like, he's just wearing a nice suit.
Yeah. Over his,
but he's got the Spider-Man. Yeah.
So it's still the mask.
Oh man, I mean, it's like having Kiryu and Majima, you know, swap between Miles and Peter.
Oh yeah. Man,
that would be sick.
Marvel would love this idea, I'm sure.
Oh, and like J. Jonah Jameson shows up and he's like a real hard client, and you're like, oh, we gotta throw our best girls at him. Like, go.
Oh man.
Oh, that would be good. But no, like they do. They have like all these side activities, like. Not just like, so the EMF stuff is the worst, where it's like, fly this drone around and shoot virtual bees, and you're like, okay,
not into that,
and you're like, or there's like a biking mini game, which you're like, this is weird, and then you're like, also this controls terribly, it's not very fun, unfortunately.
It's not like collecting cans as a
Ichiban,
like a dragon.
So that's
it's riding
stuff
a bike
I've,
through the park and doing it fast enough before the bike explodes, and I'm like, why are we doing this?
That's a real PS1 like, era type shit.
It really is. It's this? Like so weird.
What the fuck?
So that stuff I was like, But also throughout the game, they do just throw in like these very random mini games. Like there's one part where, you know, all of a sudden it's just like, use the DualShock motion thing to like shoot some hoops in the middle of the scene. And you're like, oh, okay.
I got the arc on my DualSense. Yeah.
Throw it out the window. Yeah.
There's a part where you go to like the Coney Island Fair.
Oh.
And you're like, walk around and you can, if you want, like go and do like a bunch of different like, fair mini games. So it's like, oh, go do the whack-a-mole.
Is it only in that segment or could you return
it? It's only
there?
In that segment. Okay. So you like you have to do it then. Yeah. But it's like I was like, man, they didn't have to go this hard. Like this is like a weird weird thing to put in like a lot of effort for like this one scene where I'm just like doing this like bespoke like whack-a-mole mini game or I'm like going on a like a little Ferris wheel or something. Like it's really weird. But I'm also like I'm into it. Like I'm into it because I'm just like, yeah, like I like that they're doing weird, interesting stuff, but then also I'm like, eh, but they could be a little more fun.
Yeah.
I assume those scenes are there in the game specifically because the game has to establish as quickly as possible that Peter and Harry are like the bestest of best friends, and you as the player should care about what happens to Harry despite him not being in either of the first two Spider-Man games. Because like a lot of those minigame moments are Peter doing the activity with Harry and like bonding as
or, like,
bros and having like moments where it's like, so hey, I love you. And like another dude being like, I love you too. And it's like, ah, oh, yes, the building of this like best friend bromance.
They're like you know, boys shooting hoops. Same, they love each other. And you're like, all right, I'm on board.
I do that shit all the time. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. They have to like accelerate the character development in a way to for everything else to fall into place.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like, it's cool. Like I'm into... I don't want them to stop. I'm like, keep trying that. Just make them a little more fun next time.
Yeah.
That's my feelings.
Like,
on
I want
like,
to be out there in the post with my homie, fucking boxing him out for a rebound and shit and be like, I love you, bro.
When are they gonna finally just put in the pizza mini game? Like,
oh, from like the old Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if it's like a meme. That was fun as fuck.
That's just fun.
Like, that was fun.
Those old Spider-Man games. Fucking bang. Still.
Put him in there.
Someone tweeting that, like, or Xing. I don't know. Whatever.
Tweeting.
Yeah. Tweeting.
Tweeting. Don't say Xing. Yeah. That's weird.
No, now I'm going to say it. saying that Microsoft should add, now that they've purchased Activision, they should put Spider-Man 2 on Game Pass on Friday.
Oh my God.
That would be perfect.
That would be so fucking funny. Damn.
You could play Spider-Man 2 on Xbox via Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, fuck. That's hella
funny. I'd be down. That game is rad.
That game is still pretty funny. Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, any closing thoughts on Spider-Man 2? I know, like y'all said, some of the best moments are tough to talk about because they're inherently tied to spoilerish things.
There's one moment in particular that they do that I was like, they did the thing that I was hoping they would do. Yeah, yeah.
They do a lot of things.
Jordan knows exactly what I'm talking about because I'm just like, are they going to do that? That'd be really cool. And then they do it and you're like, yeah.
Is it just a bunch of Spider-Men pointing at each other? Because if that happens, I'm going to blow my brains out.
They do also do that, though, actually.
Yes.
That was funny, like,
the first three times, and now I feel like every Spider-Man thing is like, look, it's
But no,
they do a little
mm-hmm. cute thing where in the like side activities, when you're just like fighting random crimes, sometimes like the other Spider-Man will show up and help you, and I'm like, oh, that's cute, like tag team in it. And then like sometimes they'll like sit there and be like, hey, good job, and they'll like do the thing where they point at each other, and then the other one will just like zip away. Yeah, like, that's cute.
Anything else, Jordan?
I don't know how you do it, Insomniac. The fact that you've put out so many bangers in like the past 5 years, I hope everyone there is okay.
Three games
that being said,
on the PS5.
Please talk to PlayStation and convince them that you should reboot Infamous because you do a really good job at it.
Yeah, they're one of the few people that I feel like are almost like still keeping up that like old school video game cadence of like just putting out games constantly in a way that
I don't know how they do it. Like,
yeah, I'm happy about it because like I like miss those days where it's just like, oh man, you get like a new. Get like a new Atlas game every like 1 or 2 years, like but I'm also just like, you guys all right? Because game development's like, there's a reason why that doesn't happen anymore.
I mean, separate teams.
Wolverine's still coming. I'm excited.
They have a little there's a Wolverine skin in the game. It's a little Easter egg. Skins are cool. The different suits.
I've seen various suits you can get.
Yeah, there's some cool suits. I didn't really talk about it, don't need to go in depth because spoilers, but like the set pieces are genuinely like
crazy.
They're really impressive. Like, there's some stuff I was like, wow. There's one bit that they just straight up ripped off from another game they did, but in a way that I was like,
I know, I was like, that's
cool. You should do that. Like,
you should do that more.
You should do that more.
The fact that Insomniac involves its players in the cutscene so often should be commended. Yes. I wish more developers did what Insomniac did. I assume it's really fucking hard, which is why more developers don't do it. But cool.
Like, it's really cool. Like the amount of like I'm actually playing this moment, and then also like they do use the like fast loading. Like you can zip around. Like they do it in the gameplay as well. Like not just like a flex with the loading. Like there are some scenes where it's like they were able to do cool things in gameplay because they were able to like zip around the city. And I was like,
that's
why
I like to hear that.
That's cool. Like you know, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Thumbs up, Insomniac. You did a good job. It's a good game.
Marvel Spider-Man 2, PS5 exclusive, 8 out of 10. Great game. Mm-hmm. GameSpot.com. Like I said earlier, Jordan Ramey's review is up on the site. You can read all that if you want all the details, or you can rewind what you were just listening to and listen to us talk about it all over again. Get us more views, more listens.